Howard Mutt, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Well, how are you, Nick? It's been a while.
I am great, buddy, and you have been doing this forever.
Oh gosh, yeah. I'm as old as dirt.
You're even older than Bill Moss.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's true. But I don't use those big words, so I don't know. I don't know what that plethora word means.
Yeah, I know. I love that one. I had to get that quote in there because plethora, Bill. I didn't give you the compliment, buddy. You pulled that one out.
I heard someone use it before.
hey, let's talk about the importance first of the offensive line. Last night's game, Howard, were you able to watch it at all?
I watched part of it. I got to see a little bit of it, yeah.
Well, because for 10 years since I've been living in Arizona, and indeed the Cardinals organization has more talent, they have better coaching, but they've never done enough, and I think they're $10 million under the salary cap right now to strengthen the quality of their offensive line. And Matt Leinart found a way to get it done anyway, but to me, without an offensive line that protects your quarterback, that gets more than, what, 2 yards a carry, you can't have a consistent team and you can't win consistently. Tell me, in the many, many years you've coached in the NFL, has anything changed in terms of the importance of the offensive line?
Wow, not at all. The last time I checked, unless there aren't too many teams that really are successful and have been successful that don't protect the quarterback, and that's really what this is all about. That's important to be able to run the ball. And you know, with that being said, in our situation, we run the ball when they want to stop the pass, and then we pass the ball when they want to stop the run. Generally speaking, a lot of teams do that, and so therefore, if you're going to, you need to have and think in terms of your big plays, and the plays that really make a big difference are the ones that come through the air. Better be able to pass protect.
Well, Bill Moss, as you look at Indianapolis, they lost Edgerrin James, who last night, I think, carried the ball, 32 times for 55 yards or something. I mean, it's going to be tough for him to develop or maintain the same kind of attitude with the frustration there, and this is a team that is absolutely so close. Then you look at Indianapolis, and we had Tony Dungy on a month ago talking about how he believes that, Dominic Rhodes and how do you pronounce it, Adai?
Adai, yes.
Do a good job. And collectively, I believe, they have actually scored a couple more touchdowns at this point in the season than Edge did last year, and maybe even a couple more yards. But Bill, there's continuity on that offensive line, and there's a simple system. Speaking of systems, seems to be a reasonably easy-to-understand system on that offensive line for Indianapolis.
Oh, and it has been for a while, you know, and I think, Howard probably over the years had to adapt to that as well, just given the fact of the salary cap. You can't keep offensive linemen for 5-6 years anymore like you used to be able to. I mean, your offensive line was set in stone, and that's what it was for years. But now it seems to change every year, so, you know, you have to come to a lot more simpler scheme. It's almost a universal scheme if you look around the league, but the zone blocking is a big part of it. But Indianapolis, guys, is, you know, as Howard could tell you, that's a team that's been getting it done in a multitude of ways, too. I mean, yeah, Peyton's been there and Marvin Harrison's been there, but there's been a lot of change. I mean, they used to rely solely on a two tight end system when they had Frank Pollard and they had 85 Dilger, and, you know, that was a big package for them, and then now they found different ways to utilize the talents they have to accomplish the same thing. And that's, you know, hats off to the coaching staff that runs that thing, that's for sure.
Hey, Bill, as one of the best nose tackles in the league in the 80s, what was different about going against a zone-blocking team? Because I can hear coaches saying, you know, like an Al Saunders, we've got to be unpredictable. We've got to change, as he says, the throwing spot for the quarterback. Is it a little bit easier to predict and maybe strategize against a zone offensive blocking scheme than the other things you come across?
No, it's tough. They use your strength against you. And that's the whole concept of it. The closest thing, too, that we really faced back then was the 49ers and how they did things. They get you going one way, but they're going another. And they know where they're going, but they've got you going, and then they use your speed, your momentum, and your body weight to carry you either over the top or push them by or wheel you if you're playing it slow. So they use a defensive person's strength them, and that's what makes it difficult, I believe.
Well, we had Ron Jaworski on a couple weeks ago, and he paid a great compliment to a guy named Howard Mutt.
Well, I think clearly you have to look at Indianapolis. You know, they've had some guys banged up in their offensive line to start this year. They've been able to get off to a 2-0 start. You know, Howard Mudd, the offensive line coach there, and Tom Moore, the offensive coordinator, have a real simple philosophy. So if a guy does get hurt, there's not a big learning curve where they have to bring someone else, you know, in and adjust. About the only guy you have to adjust to is Peyton at the line of scrimmage, because that's when they call a lot of their plays, and that is a huge adjustment. But from a standpoint of stepping into play, because the system isn't this very complex system with a lot of verbiage, it's fairly easy for guys to step in. Obviously, you have to have the talent to perform, but I think the Colts do a real good job of how they teach their players, and they have depth at that position.
Howard Mudd, first of all, again, thank you for taking the time in the midst of your game planning, but tell me, from your perspective as an offensive line coach, the one weak spot so far for Indianapolis, and I know you're addressing it, and you probably have a lot in this bye week, is the tackling, is the run defense. What advice would you give? I know you're not the offensive coach. You don't want to have this quoted, but what is the insight in terms of effective run stoppage?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One, we have a philosophy on both offense and defense up front. We're not big people. We're smaller, fast people. And yeah, there's, you know, some of it falls on us on offense. I mean, if we can get ahead, you know, if we can get far enough ahead, then you got a problem, because we're gonna, you know, we can rush the passer. But you know, short of that, they're doing, you know, everything that they it isn't about playing harder, because our players play really hard. So, you know, I think they'll do some scheme things that'll help them. Maybe stunting. Maybe, you know, that would probably not blitzing. Maybe just stunning the line. Bill's on the, you know, he was a bigger, stouter guy. Well, if you're a littler guy, you better run around somewhere and make it more difficult for people to block you. And I don't know that, you know, so maybe that's what we're going to do. I don't know. I kind of get mired in what I do and in my little room.
You got enough
here
on your hands.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. But I don't think that it's you know, I'm not worried about it. We have very competent coaches, and you know, it'll get done. And we have, you know, competent coaches. We have really good players that have bought into Tony's system, and it's about, you know, it's the bottom line is that we need to win, and whatever it takes to do that, and if we're a little short in one area, then we'll find a way to compensate for that.
Well, Coach, the professor, the mentor, appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the year. I have a feeling the adversity you guys have had, you still found ways to win. That's the most important thing, and we'll see you in the playoffs in a few weeks.
Well, I'm hopeful of that, and we're certainly working toward that end. And, Bill, it was nice to also be with you and visit with you.
Howard, always, you're the best, bud.
See ya.